This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi gave you bets on NFL awards, including Defensive Player of the Year. And like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Tigers up 8-3 on the Mariners going to the bottom of the eighth. It looks like we're headed to a game five in the Pacific Northwest on Friday. And Quinn Priester doesn't make it out of the first inning. Nick Mears has come in for the Brewers with the bases loaded and one out. The Cubs with a 3-1 lead and looking to blow this game wide open right now. Dansby Swanson coming up, bases juiced, one out. High leverage moment in game three between the Brewers and the Cubbies. But for now, Femi, we roll on with it. Moved. What about your Cowboys visiting Bryce Young and the Panthers on Sunday?
Yeah, this game opened up 3.5 Sunday afternoon after all the games from the early and late afternoon slate. And today we have moved to 3-110 across the board. This is 3 everywhere now. There were some 3s yesterday, that being Tuesday in the market, but now 3 is the consensus number as there's no more 3.5. Those have all been bet. As for the total, we kind of bounced back and forth between 50 and 49.5. Opened 49, then got all the way up to 50, now 49.5 as we're sitting kind of close to that key-ish number. But from an injury standpoint, Dallas, of course, is the story in this game. There'll be no CeeDee Lamb. There'll be no Tyler Booker. Tyler Guyton, their left tackle, he's still in the concussion protocol. Brian Schottenheimer made it sound like he's been progressing pretty well, though. So let's see on that one, but did not practice today, still in the protocol. Tyler Smith, their all-pro guard, he is back on the practice field dealing with that knee tendonitis. Suited up in the game on Sunday, but was only needed for an emergency situation. They did not need him, so he was able to get the week off last week against the Jets. But the injuries, plentiful for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's see as we progress throughout the week what that will look like tomorrow and on Friday. And for the Panthers, the big one is Chuba Hubbard, their running back, who is not at practice today. But hey, who needs Chuba Hubbard when you got Rico Dowdle, who's now in a revenge game against his old buddies, the Dallas Cowboys. But the Panthers have getting all of the money today as we've gone off of 3.5 and onto the key number of 3.
Yeah, and it looks like CeeDee Lamb will play next week for the Cowboys, but one more week likely on the shelf for CeeDee Lamb. Dallas -3 now on the road at Carolina. I'm so fascinated, Femi, by the Seahawks-Jaguars game Sunday in Jacksonville. 4-1 Jaguars hosting 3-2 Seattle. What's happening here in this game?
Yeah, so this one opened the Jaguars a 1-point favorite Sunday, got down to pick 'em. Jacksonville then reopens at 1.5 after they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and now we're back to 1. So, like, not massive moves, but moves nonetheless. In terms of the total, that's where a lot of money has been going. 45.5 at open, now 47.5. A lot of injuries on the Seattle defense. DeMarcus Lawrence, he's going to try to practice this week with a quad. Devin Witherspoon is going to try to practice this week with a knee injury. Julian Love, he's got a hamstring injury. His status is uncertain. They're going to wait until later this week to determine whether he can try to play. And Reek Wool in their corner, he's in the concussion protocol. So that's the Seattle side. For Jacksonville, it's Trayvon Walker with the wrist injury. We'll get an update on him, I'm sure, a little bit later on this afternoon. And then Robert Hainsey, their center, dealing with a hamstring injury that was bothering him in Monday night's win over Kansas City. So a lot of injury news on the defensive side of the ball, which is why the total has continued to go up. I kind of like Seattle in the game, but I'm not quite sure if I'm going to get there. Let's get some more clarity on the injury news.
I like Seattle a little bit also, but I need to think a little bit more about this game. We'll talk more about it tomorrow and on Friday.
Especially in the secondary.
Speaking of a lot of injuries, what do we have with the Rams visiting the 1-4 Baltimore Ravens? Betting market says Lamar's not playing, and we know he did not practice today. What else is happening with the Ravens and the Rams?
Yeah, this opened 7.5, got all the way up to 8, but now we're still hitting at 7.5. But some of the 7.5s are getting bet. People interested in Baltimore getting more than a touchdown. The total, that's hanging out at 45. In terms of the injury news, though, obviously for the Baltimore Ravens, Ronnie Stanley, that's the good news. He was back at practice, as was Kyle Hamilton. So some positive news there for Baltimore. But no Roquan Smith, no Chidobe Awuzie probably, no Marlon Humphrey in the game. He's going to be out for multiple weeks. And for the Ravens, maybe it's a quarterback change. Sounds like they're going to try to get Snoop Huntley ready to roll for this Sunday, as opposed to Cooper Rush, who started last Sunday against the Houston Texans. As for the Rams, Tyler Higbee and Rob Havenstein are the two guys you want to keep in mind. They missed the game against the 49ers last Thursday that knocked us out of Survivor. We'll see if they can get going later on this week. But all the injury news for the Ravens, but a little bit more positive despite Lamar looking like he's going to miss another week.
So your thought here, Femi, is that Tyler Huntley is more likely to start on Sunday for Baltimore than Cooper Rush?
It sounds like they want him to be the starter. I mean, I don't know how much he's going to have to get up to speed. He's been in that program before a couple of times already. So I think this might be like the situation we see in Cincinnati where the quarterback that they bring in, hey, we're going to put you out there and you're going to start because we can't continue with Cooper Rush. So I would guess that it's going to be Huntley. And I think that's a small upgrade, just small, but still an upgrade nonetheless. To where if I was forced to bet this game, I think I would actually be on the Baltimore side. Famous last word.
Yeah, listen, I don't know if I disagree with that. It's going to be a really interesting betting market if Huntley's the quarterback and not Cooper Rush. All right, we go to the afternoon slate on Sunday, 4 o'clock on the East Coast, 1 o'clock out West, with the Raiders and the Tennessee Titans, Femi, a rematch the world's been waiting for of the 2002 AFC Championship game. What do we got, Raiders and Titans in Vegas?
Yeah, this one has been all money on the Tennessee Titans. Opened at 6.5, and I know you bet some 6.5 with Tennessee. A lot of people bet that, because we're now down to 4. 4 is the number. A big move in the betting market going from 6.5 to 4 without having played a game, obviously. The total is still hanging out at 41.5. The injury news is not great for the Raiders. Brock Bowers considered week to week by Pete Carroll. Michael Mayer, though, he did come back to practice dealing in the concussion protocol, so it sounds like he might be able to return. As for Tennessee, J.C. Latham, Brian Callahan said that things are looking positive, whatever that means. Maybe he'll be able to return this week dealing with that hip injury, and also Arden Key's got a thigh injury as well on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not going to be betting this game unless for some reason we ever got down to like 3, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think all the movement's already taken place at 4. I think it just makes a lot of sense. I'll probably just pass this one.
I'm happy with my Titans position. Serious question for everyone. Well, I think I will be. I was like, in all seriousness, and this is obviously like Brian Callahan stinks. Which team has the better quarterback right now?
Yeah, I mean, Cam Moore's been playing, but I mean, he's not throwing 4 interceptions every game. You know,
like Geno's playing like the worst quarterback in the league right now, and that's. You know, everyone gets really mad when you say stuff like that. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. Not that he can't get better, but he has stunk. I don't know if I trust him, right? I bet them last week, and I bet them against the Bears. It's just like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it again. Joe Flacco, Femi, officially named Cincinnati starting quarterback for Sunday's game on the road in Green Bay. Has that moved the betting market here? Bengals at Packers in Lambeau. Green Bay off the
bat. We moved a half point. Yeah, we moved to half point. This was 14.5. We get the Flacco news, the trade, and he's going to be QB1. It's now 14. So some interest coming in on Cincinnati. And I think that's actually right. Like, I don't think people realize how bad Flacco has been so far this season. But still, he's an upgrade over what Jake Browning was doing over the last couple of weeks. The total, though, that's been hanging out at 44.5. So that's all gravy. No real movement there. From an injury standpoint, Packers hoping to get their offensive lineman back. Aaron Banks was dealing with a groin injury. Zach Tom had an oblique injury. Those guys did not play in their game against Dallas. Devontae Wyatt doesn't sound like it's too optimistic about him at defensive tackle. He's got a knee issue, but just slight movement on the side. No real betting opinion for me. I think we're just right here at 14.5. I know some people will probably use them in Survivor, but I think this game's a hard pass for me.
I thought the spread should have been 14 with Browning. I think
you're taking 14.
I wouldn't lay it with Green Bay. This is would be Packers or
no,
pass
I wouldn't
for me.
Lay it.
Right, so thus far, it's been a pass. Well, we will see. Two more games to hit. Bucks and the Niners, Femi, in Tampa, and we got a bunch of injury news today on the San Francisco front.
Yeah, a lot with San Francisco. Obviously, Brock Purdy, he's week to week after aggravating that toe injury. He's not going to be playing in the game. Their wide receivers, Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall, not at practice today. That's not great. And that's with an extended break, having played on Thursday night, had the whole weekend to heal up, and early this week, those guys are DNP today with ankle, rib, and knee injuries. George Kittle, Kyle Shanahan keeps kind of going back and forth with him. At first, it was, hey, he's a long shot. Now it's, he has a chance to play this week. I still think he's going to come back next week when they take on the Falcons, but Kittle's got a hamstring injury. Kyle Shanahan saying he's got a chance to be out there on the field. As for Tampa, Bucky Irving, he's expected to miss multiple weeks with the shoulder injury. First game he missed was last week. I think he'll miss again this Sunday. Sounds like that's going to be the case as well for Mike Evans, who's got a hamstring injury. And I haven't seen word on Jamel Dean yet. I don't know, Nick, if you've seen anything on Jamel Dean, but that's another key starter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But with all that said, all that injury news that's out there with this game, we're hanging out at 3. Three is where we open. Three is where we sit right now. The total that has gone to the under started at 48.5, now down to 47.5. I actually like San Francisco in the game. I think there's a chance maybe you get Kittle back, but even if he doesn't play, the injuries to Tampa, I think, are really, really impactful. And yes, they beat Seattle, but that game could have easily gone in the direction of the Seahawks. I'll back the Niners at +3. I also like them on the money line.
Yeah, for me, I actually disagree. This would be Tampa or nothing for me. And I looked up Jamel Dean. Todd Bowles said earlier today that Dean is, quote, in play to return to action. Benjamin Morrison, not as close. So maybe we see Jamel Dean on Sunday for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yep. And last game for us to hit on Sunday, and then we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The Chiefs and the Lions. I can't wait for this game. I said it yesterday, Femi. I love the Chiefs. I think this Chiefs offense is back to what it was back in the glory days, of even like a couple years ago. Not last year, but a couple years ago. I think this is bombs away from Mahomes the rest of the season. I love the Chiefs to win and cover on Sunday night. What do we have here in the betting market? KC and Detroit.
Yeah, well, you're going to love the movement in this betting market because it's all been Kansas City money. This was one. When this opened up on Sunday, we all saw the game Monday. The Chiefs offense looked great. And even though the Kansas City lost, they've been getting all the support throughout this week. We're now out to Kansas City, a 2.5-point favorite. And the biggest movement with this game is with the total. This was 50. Now it's 53. A lot of points expected just based on how these two offenses are playing. And also the injury report for Detroit. It's bad on the back end on the defense. Tarion Arnold, he's out. DJ Reed already on IR. And Khalil Dorsey today placed on IR as well. Like, it's a lot of backups back there against Mahomes in this passing game. Points will be scored on Sunday night, which is why we're all the way out to 53.
You like the Chiefs also?
I think we're right. If it got to 3, I would actually think about betting Detroit. But at 2.5, it's no bet for me. I think Kansas City should be the favorite in the game. I don't think they should be 3, though. That'd be a little bit rich.
Oh, I might sell points.
Chiefs 6.5.
+250. You know what? I might lay -250, -6.5. I'm gonna call my bookie and say I want -9.5, -300. That's how confident I am in. I might sell points. That's how confident I am in the Chiefs.
And Peyton Jew's doing
power
it.
Hour. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. Danny Parkins will join us. All our bets for tonight, but we will start the hour with our good buddy, John Fanta from NBC Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.